AD, back on the road listening again.
WBNG. Trying to program a radio, trying to figure out which cable it is. I seem to have a whole bunch of
them. Bad spot. I just got static on that. Barely a little bit of voice. I think it's Benji.
Glenn, GD2BNG. I can't raise the transmit power any higher, so there must be some other problem.
Again, this is KC4SKD.
BNG, if you're not hearing me, there's a real serious problem.
I stopped at a traffic light, and all I got was static. But anyway, let's see, where were we? We're talking about vehicle maintenance.
Yeah, I should learn how to do more of that myself. I mean, not that generally it costs you that much to go to one of those oil change places and say, okay, change the oil. I need to learn to do more of my own maintenance.
I started doing that when I was 17. My dad, my brothers, and I started working on our own stuff as much as we possibly could. We've changed engines and transmissions and rebuilt engines and pretty well most anything that we had the tools for, we'd do ourselves.
See, it's gotten a lot more complicated than that, and in a lot of cases you might not even have the tools.
All that's done on purpose, too.
It was supposedly done, strangely enough, to enhance reliability and actually make maintenance easier. There's a lot of diagnostics now that are built in. So the engine monitor, to a large degree, is able to track what faults occur and, you know, is able to do its own testing. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Those little interfaces it plugs into the onboard diagnostics, and I plug it into my laptop, and I've been able to diagnose and fix quite a few problems doing that, enough so that I've well paid for the tool that I bought many, many times over.
Standalone one made by Autel, the Autel MK808, which was like a $400 thing, $470. But, you know, I got together with one or two other people on the block, and we basically, you know, pooled our money to buy it. And I also have the $50 one, the ODB2 to whatever it is, USB cable, and with the software that runs on a Windows laptop. And strangely enough, I think that almost in some ways works better. The Autel, very expensive tool, couldn't do my Ford Taurus police cruiser because it couldn't decode the VIN number.
Deeper one. Mine, I only paid about $90 for mine. This has been about 15 years ago, but it plugs into the USB port there on the laptop and interfaces with the Windows. So, yeah, it's pretty neat. It's done well for us.
It on that one car, the basically, you know, the cheap software that runs on the Windows machine actually did things that the more expensive analyzer couldn't. The more expensive analyzer can't read the VIN number because it's not the Ford Taurus. It's the Ford Taurus Police Interceptor. So apparently different VIN number. It looks at the VIN number and basically says, I should probably get the VIN number from an actual Ford Taurus and just force the number in there. Maybe that'll work.
Fancy. Nowhere near that fancy. But it puts up a bunch of little gauges, and you look at them and tell if anything's out of spec, and it reads your code, and you just look up the code for the vehicle and says, oh, yeah, you've got a bad oxygen sensor, things like that.
More advanced features, including even the ability to make a new set of keys for the keyless entry thing, you know, and to do other things like that, you know, unlock various things that have VIN number locks on them, that sort of thing. The most notorious of those is even a simple thing like the stereo. GM has a VIN number lock on their radio cassette player, whatever it is, stereo.
anti-theft, anti-theft features. But anyway, I've managed to save quite a bit of money by doing things myself. And I was talking to one ham, this has been about a month ago. He had a Toyota Echo, I think, with 600,000 miles.
That's a lot. Toyota Echo, I'm trying to envision what that is. If he's got that many miles on it, it's probably quite a bit, it's an older car by now.
And one of my wife's friends has a Toyota Echo. Pretty good little car, but she needs to get it painted or it's going to start rusting.
As big a mess as the Toyota Prius, that thing is almost in a category all its own. Although the diagnostic software for neither tool doesn't say there's anything wrong with that. So I guess it's a good little car. It's, I got to do some painting and body work. It doesn't look good. It's just, it's reliable. It runs. It just looks like crap right now.
Anyhow, I guess I'll sign with you. I'm almost destinated, so I hope you have a good rest of your day and get things done as you need to.
You too. I'll talk to you later, I guess. KD2BNG.
The weather is nice. It's beautiful over here. Have a good day, KC4SKD.